أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين.
We had bestowed Musa alayhi salam the book and followed him up with a succession of Rasuls. And we had bestowed Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, the clear proofs, miracles, and supported him with Jibreel alayhi salam. Whenever any Rasul comes to you with that which you do not desire, then are you filled up with pride and arrogance? Then some of them you reject and others you slay and kill, and yet you still go on saying that our hearts are in wrappings. No, Allah Ta'ala has cursed them on account of their kufr. So very little do they believe, in spite of them rejecting the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rejecting other Anbiya like Isa alayhi salam, then they have the heart to say that our hearts are preserved, our hearts are in wrappings, like the wrapping of a book. So our hearts are in wrappings and covered. In other words, nothing that is alien enters into our hearts. So because the Quran is alien, therefore it doesn't penetrate our hearts. So they do not realize that them not accepting is not on account of the Quran being alien. Rather, their hearts have become alien on account of the curse of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ This is a curse of Allah Ta'ala, on account of which that heart doesn't want to accept. So the ghilaf and the wrappings may be of different natures. One is, the heart may be of different kinds. One is the heart of a mu'min, of a believer. Then the heart of a believer is like a clear crystal mirror. It will receive all the light that is directed towards it and radiate it according to the strength and the size. Sometimes its radiation is only to itself, and otherwise it will radiate the entire world up. So that is the heart of a believer. Then the heart of an unbeliever is tied. It's like a casing, and how the case is totally tied, nothing can penetrate it. So this is the heart of the Jew and the unbeliever, that his heart has been tied, so nothing can penetrate. And then is the heart of the munafiq. The heart of the munafiq is like a vessel that is turned around. So when it is upside down, nothing can enter into it. Everything that is right seems to be wrong, and everything that is wrong seems to be right because of the heart being turned around. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ And when the book from Allah comes to them, confirming that which is with them, yet they used to ask for victory against the unbelievers through this book and through the messenger of this book. They used to ask for victory before this against the unbelievers, against their enemies. But when that which they recognized came to them, then they rejected and they disbelieved. So the curse of Allah Ta'ala be upon the unbelievers before the revelation of the Quran and before the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could come. They used to ask Allah Ta'ala's help and victory against their enemies. They used to ask in the blessed name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for victory against the unbelievers. But when that Rasul, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had come to them, now they had the heart to reject him. بِإِسَمَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ And Allah Ta'ala explains the reason for them rejecting. So miserable is the price that they had sold themselves in that they had disbelieved in the revelation of Allah. So this was what they had bought. They had rejected the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they had sold themselves for is for this rejection. This is what they have got. They rejected the revelation of Allah ta'ala. And the reason for the rejection was only on account of jealousy and pride. And the jealousy and pride was because Allah ta'ala sent down out of His grace to whomsoever He pleases of His servants. So the jealousy and the pride was, why didn't the revelation and the wahi come to us? Why has it shifted from us to the children of Ismail alayhi salam? So this was the jealousy and the pride that had become the impediment and the obstruction in the way of acceptance of hidayat. So they have drawn upon themselves wrath upon wrath, and for the unbelievers is a humiliating punishment. What an evil trait for a human being, that he gets covered with jealousy sometimes and sometimes with pride and arrogance, and then he closes his heart up. He doesn't want to accept the truth just on account of jealousy, just on account of pride. And any truth, an extension of truth that comes down, he wants to close his heart and not accept it, not because of it being false, but because of jealousy and pride. His nationality, his pride, and his jealousy has the better over him, and then he blocks and seals his heart. So they have drawn upon themselves wrath upon wrath. One is the jealousy, that is the one cause and the one reason of the wrath of Allah Ta'ala descending. And then it is the disbelief. So wrath upon wrath, and for the unbelievers is a humiliating punishment in the hereafter. And when they are told that believe in what Allah Ta'ala has sent down, then they say, we believe in what has been sent to us. And they disbelieve in all that which is besides this. Yet it is the truth confirming that which is with them. Then if it is that you only believe in that which has been sent down to you, then what was the reason that you had slain and killed the Anbiya alayhi salam before this, if you are true in your belief? If you say that you believe in that which has come down to you, then you are that very people that used to kill Anbiya alayhi salam. You believed them, you knew they were the Anbiya, but yet you kill them. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ And Musa alayhi salam had come to you with clear signs, clear miracles. Then too, you people had gone to calf worship after him, and you knew what you were doing was wrong. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ And remember the time when we had taken your covenant and we had suspended the Mount Tur above your heads, commanding you, take what we have granted you firmly and listen to it attentively. And then to you people said, Sami'na wa asayna, we hear and we obey. Where you say, Nu'minu bima unzila alayna. Now look at your behavior. When the mount is suspended upon you, and then for the moment you accept. But after elapsing of some time, then you say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, we hear and we disobey. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ, on account of their calf worship, kufr has penetrated their hearts. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ, on account of their disbelief, then the love of the calf worship has penetrated deep into their hearts. In other words, this calf worship that they had resorted to, they had not thoroughly made tawbah from this. And on account of them not making proper tawbah, then for them to revert to sin, to revert to kufr, was very simple and easy. Either on account of them not making the tawbah correctly, or on account of them maintaining the type of alliance with the unbelievers, with those people that had reverted to calf worship, you were supposed to be cutting yourself, breaking your allegiance from them, and showing your allegiance to true faith. But you maintain the same type of allegiance, so that aversion towards wrong was not in your heart as it ought to be. As a result, when there was another occasion, then your kufr had then surfaced again. بِإِسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِمَانُكُمْ, if this is your iman, then evil is that which your iman directs you towards if you are true in your belief. May Allah give us tawfiq.